Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and
Sherry.
Sherry is here taking your calls and questions with Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning.
So it is Labor Day weekend, a nice long 3-day weekend for most people. A lot of people have Monday off.
Unless you're in retail, right?
Right, unless you're in retail, exactly. But I believe our Home Show Garden Pros are going to be accepting you and having you come visit their locations this weekend. And that's fun because this is the time. I am so excited because I've been out in the garden, Isaac, and I've been out, you know, doing my thing, but it's, you know, I follow the shade or I work early in the morning or late at night. But now I just love this little crazy fresh breath of air at 96 degrees.
Yeah. A little lower humidity.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But we've been talking about the to-dos, you know, getting ready and making our list for the fall. This is, as Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens likes to say, this is our second spring. And Sherry was talking about it earlier, about this is a perfect time to get some new things in the ground. I mean, new big shrubs. We can always, you know, plant our annuals to add color and life to our gardens. But what do we need ahead of us? How do we get those new items in to take advantage of this second spring?
Well, I mean, now's a good time to do any cleanup, remove, you know, anything that hasn't fared very well. If you need to make room for, you know, a replacement, amend the soil, get ready, you know, to do any replacements, or if you need to renovate any beds or anything, now's a good time to do it. And then, you know, start replacing or adding to your landscaping, or if you have something that hasn't performed very well over the years, that would be a good time to replace it.
And how many acres are y'all on over there? I know I just heard it in the commercial.
Yeah, we've got 18 acres.
18 acres. That's crazy.
And I just mentioned before, we just have, I call it a shade house, but my wife corrected me. It's a shade pavilion.
Oh, okay.
We have benches, and we're going to start holding classes there this fall.
Lovely.
We are actually open Monday. I think most retail centers are, but not all of them. We are open Monday, and we will have our new sales for the month of September posted this afternoon.
Fun. On the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Spring Gardens Nursery. All of our Home Show Garden Pros have a Facebook page. It's a great resource for everybody. You should be on all of them.
But I was up on Gosling going past Spring Gardens. And if you need a beautiful tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all are just loaded up with beautiful trees.
Yeah.
And you've kept them alive all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fabulous. How do y'all keep those watered?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's called a hose.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
That's great.
We honestly water. We're not under any restrictions as of yet. But we actually have two wells, and it's amazing. We run almost 24/7.
Wow.
We water probably three times a day, everything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and you've got a great staff out there. I mean, I've seen them in the propagation area, you know. I mean, they are just really working hard. And I've got to give you kudos, Isaac, because I went on a tour last year with Isaac on the go-kart, or a go-kart, on the golf cart. And you really need that with 18 acres. But he was showing me the trees. Well, and soon after, we got two cherry laurels, and they're doing great.
So I love
those cherry laurels. They're just beautiful. So, yes, definitely go out and visit Spring Gardens Nursery. And, Isaac, we are going to talk more about our September to-do list when we return after this commercial. Everybody's listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. Easy number. Fun people to talk to. 281-833-3333.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some Azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add Azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's Azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Sandy. And we love to talk about Sienna Mulch. They are south in Rocheron. Mm-hmm. And boy, they have loads and shipments coming in all the time of their rock and landscaping items. It is a beautiful place, Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility, and they manufacture their own premium hardwood mulch. It's family-owned. We love these family-owned mm-hmm. businesses because they're the hardest working, and they are going to work for you. They've been around since 2009, and now it's the second generation, with Ashley, Courtney, and Mario at Sienna Mulch. So I saw they posted they had just received a huge shipment of this kitty cushion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kids are back at school, and, you know, you may have had time outside, or now it's the fall and you want to be outside more. Right. You've got play sets for your kids, or you've added something to your play set. The kitty cushion is a great underneath to have.
Great for your you know, the kids' play area.
Yes.
But also great to line your pathways in your garden.
Yes. Beautiful.
Nice and cushy for you to stand on when you're working.
Yeah. Right, right. So that's a great idea too. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought mm-hmm. about using it for the walkways also. They have mulches, soils, sands, composts, gravels, stones, you know, your typical lining your beds, but the stones and rocks are just beautiful mm-hmm. to choose from. I've got some of the Mexican pebble, I think it's called, or something, but they're larger rocks and they're mm-hmm. beautiful. They're gray, and I have them kind of in between some stones in mm-hmm. an area, and I just love it.
Yeah. And then they have all the fertilizers that we talk about.
Yes. Yeah.
All the Nelson's products. Lawn foods mm-hmm. and the MicroLife.
It mm-hmm. is your project location.
Yes.
And they even have tools. So Sienna Mulch is in Rocheron. They also have deliveries. If you need a large load of either rocks or any of the soil or amendments or compost, they can deliver also. So Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch. And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and Isaac are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we are talking about September. I'm so excited. So my eyes are forward. Yes. I was, Isaac, I'm not sure if we had you yet, but we were talking about, you know, there was this newscaster, a weather forecaster, who had posted August, all of the 100-degree days that we had. And I was like, okay, that's the past. That was last week. Let's move on. Let's move on. So
that was last month.
That was last month. That's right. Yes. That was a long time ago. So right. We are eyes forward, and we are helping everybody getting their gardens and landscaping ready. So we've dealt with a drought on... I don't know if anybody's seen results. You know, is their lawn doing okay, or are they having mm-hmm. to recover? So that's why people can call in and kind of say, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. But Isaac, right. You were just talking about cleaning up, replacing, amending the soils. What are my next steps? Say on lawn, what should I be doing with my lawn after that dry drought that we had?
Well, I think you guys talked about it earlier. I was kind of in and out. The aerating, once we cool off a little bit more, you just don't want to do it, you know, in the heat of the summer. But I think we're fine in the month of September. But, mm-hmm. you know, you can start calling Ricky with Best Choice. Get the aerating scheduling, and he can do a top dress. You can do, you know, top dress yourself, or you can do humates. There's a liquid humic acid that you can use as well. Try to revitalize that soil, get the microbes back in there.
Right.
And also, you know, in your beds, you can do your tree rings. One thing that I see, the tree rings aren't, you know, half as big as they really should be. A tree ring should be, or the mulch ring should be, the size of the canopy of the tree.
Yeah, that's important for people to remember, because especially when you have a tree, an oak tree is what I'm thinking of, right. specifically.
Right.
You know, you plant it small, and then 5 years later it's larger, but right. you haven't adjusted your, what y'all are calling this tree ring or mm-hmm. canopy ring.
Mulch ring.
The right. mulch ring. Okay. So you're saying we need to widen it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. You need to probably, I mean, it's not practical in all situations, but if you can just make it bigger, if you can make it to the size of the canopy of the tree, even better.
Okay. And do not build a volcano, right?
Do not build a volcano. And if you can get some of that old soil out of there, it's a little messy, but you can do what they call air spading. Some landscape companies offer that service. They have a large compressor with like an air gun, and they basically blow out a lot of the old compacted soil.
Interesting.
And then you can just top dress it with compost. You can do it with, you know, maybe a low pressure water, or just get, you know, a fine tip on the end of your hose and just kind of,
almost,
I guess, pressure wash, or try to get some of that compacted soil out yeah. of there, and yeah. then top dress with some good compost.
Yeah, I can see there is a lot of compacted soil that we are seeing mm-hmm. in lawn and around trees, even in the mulched areas, like you're right. saying.
Right.
Even in my landscaping beds, I can see that the compost has kind of gotten hardened.
Right.
So what should I be doing there to get them ready for the fall?
Well, I mean, if you've got really compacted soil, I mean, if you can pull that out of there or pull it to the side and then, you know, put some good, fresh, nutrient-rich, microbe, you know, heavy compost and get the life back in the soil.
Right.
That'll hold more moisture, allow more air circulation.
Yeah, it's all about the soil, getting that, making yep. sure that yep. that our roots are getting the water and the food they need. So right. when we return after this, we will talk more with Sherry and Isaac. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for joining us and giving us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll talk to you after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Hi, my name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. You'll have to forgive me for being upset, but I just saw the most horrific movie of all time. It's called Ants. Yeah, I went into it thinking it was about ants, as in wives of uncles, but no, it weren't. I just do not understand why a person would make a movie about those god-awful little spawns of hell. Stop the music, I'm fired up. On a good note, it got me to kill bugs as if I needed it. Sharon Stone, Sylvester Stallone, and a bunch of hippies loving on bugs just makes me want to eat. Just Google McGrath Pest Control.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plants' needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And thank you, Kelly. We love Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. And she will be joining you in a couple of weeks to take your calls and your questions. And speaking of, you can call Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery and Sherry at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, I think everybody should take the water restrictions like super seriously. I mean, we should anyway. Mm-hmm. Take them really seriously. Go out there and readjust your sprinkler system, you mm-hmm. know, the timer and everything, and, you know, get on that 2 days a week, and then we're going to have rain.
Yes.
It's like washing your car.
Well, and my car has just been washed. And that's when all the chances of rain went up.
So let's all do that and make sure that we get out there. And then Mother Nature is going to say, okay, now I'm going to come and rain. So I know there's got to be rain around the corner sometime.
Right.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for joining us this morning. We love all of our listeners and our callers at 281-833-3333. And Isaac, we were talking about September and we're getting everything ready and we're adjusting our sprinkler systems. And at some point later, we're going to have to talk about, you know, we've got too much rain,
right?
And what to do with our sprinkler system, but we're not there yet. So, you know, welcome to Houston. Just, you know, wait a little bit and the weather's going to change. Mm-hmm. So Sherry was talking about, earlier about, we've got a lot of folks who have moved here from, whether it's from the West Coast in California or from the Northeast or the Northeast. And they don't really realize that the fall we are out there gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a great time. So we promise this is a wonderful time to garden and landscape. So I know you've got lots of beautiful shrubs and plants to choose from. And I want to just brag for one moment. I like color out in my garden, and I don't necessarily like to have to do annuals all the time. You know, I mean, I'll do them, but I really like the color that sort of just happens. Like you had mentioned the lantanas earlier, my Esperanzas are crazy happy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's an option for people. And the big bumblebees and the hummingbirds love them. So, you know, some great options for folks. And my hibiscus, I'm feeding my hibiscus a lot, but I'm still, they're very happy. So, you know, just some options for people on color.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a great deal on a specific variety of lantana. It's a radiation lantana.
Uh-huh.
1 gallon, I've got over 600. They're a dollar a piece right now.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's for our last caller. Who was it? Vincent? Was he the one who was talking about the deer? No, Justin was talking about the deer. There you go.
Yeah.
You've got a great deal on lantanas. Well, Isaac and Sherry, we have got Ed on the line. Good morning, Ed. What do you have?
Okay. I want to build a bed.
Okay.
Has been in place for 25 years. It's in front of our boxwoods that border our driveway, and the soil appears to be just kind of shot. We didn't have very good luck the last season. We put stuff in for the color that you usually put down, you know, for pretty stuff. I don't even know the name.
Right.
Doesn't matter. what's my suggestion on soil to try to enhance that soil, put something up high enough that when I plant, I'm planting in good soil?
Great question. So, Isaac, what can he do to amend this soil, to beef it up a little, it sounds like?
Yeah, well, I would try to build it up some, too,
because it's too low.
Oh, to build it up some also. Okay.
Yeah, first I would probably remove, you know, several inches of, you know, the
already
mold.
Did that.
Okay, then what I would do, if you want to raise it, I would do some kind of border. You could do edging, you can use stone. There are several different things that you can do to do as a border that will allow you to build that bed, you know, probably 4 inches.
Right.
So what's the first layer I should add?
I would go in, you know, with some good, I would put some good humates. You can do, you know, some compost. You could do like a mixed soil where it's got compost, topsoil, maybe some sand. Expanded shell, hazel mite.
Okay, to build up that bed.
Right.
Now, what about, I heard somewhere about rose soil would be good to plant in.
Rose soil's
what
good.
What is that?
That could be a top layer?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So get it built up with the compost.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say do the rose soil to build it.
Oh, okay.
And then do your amending, like Isaac was saying,
with
some compost and some like azomite would be great in the microlife. And then put a nice little layer of mulch on top to keep all your soil in place and retain your moisture.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the mulch.
Yeah. Okay. And so rose soil is good, but it's kind of sandy, isn't it? It's kind of...
Very well drained. Yeah, very well drained. So that's why you would want to amend it with the leaf mold compost or some kind of a
more solid.
Yeah, humusy kind of compost to hold on to some moisture.
So leaf mold compost would be good to put on top
of your
rose soil.
You got it. Yep. Yeah, build out of the rose soil and then amend with the compost.
Okay. And then once you get that planted, then you could hit it with some liquid, some, you know, liquid fish, some seaweed, some humic acid.
Mm-hmm. And you can use that on the shrubs behind it too, Ed.
Right.
Right.
Your boxwood.
In fact, I'm going to Mr. Ferguson this morning.
Oh, good.
And I kind of wanted to know what to get. So I want to do it because I don't want to plant while it's this hot.
Right, right.
I want to wait so my wife don't just shoot my money like she does with the lottery.
Yeah, so he's got a great rose soil to build out of.
Yeah.
And then just amend with a little layer of compost.
Yeah.
And, you know, instead of doing all of those steps, you could do the rose soil and then just get his native mulch, which has the compost in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's a beautiful location. That'll be a fun trip because there's lots of shade out there, too. Mm-hmm. So get that bed ready for your wife and then give us a call back and let us know what you're planting in that new bed. Okay, Ed?
Well, I'm going to make that simple. We're going to go to a place up on 249 and figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know. It sounds beautiful. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love our callers and listeners. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we will return. You can call us at 281-833-3333 after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy, Sherry, and Isaac in the house. Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery is your Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And another item that I love on my shelf is Nelson Plant Food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must. It's a go-to. So Nelson Plant Food started in the commercial industry.
Right.
And now they have made Grow Like a Pro. So you can choose from their plant foods. They are made in Texas for Texas plants.
Yeah, right out in Belleville.
Right.
Julie and Dean Nelson started it. They're both Aggies.
Gig 'em.
Right out of college, they started their family. They started their fertilization business. Mm-hmm. And they have crafted many different products, mm-hmm. species specific and lawn foods for Houston.
Yes.
And for what our plants need here. It's different everywhere.
Yeah.
In the types of nitrogen are different because we're hot and we get we're not having it right now, but we do get a lot of rain at times.
Yeah, we
and
do.
Certain products are released differently, like different nitrogens mm-hmm. are released differently. So you really want something that's blended locally.
Yeah.
So I was out yesterday watching my ants, but I was also fertilizing my roses.
Yeah.
That's something that everybody should be doing right now.
Ooh, good reminder.
Trimming and fertilizing because they love our fall. And their rose food is amazing because it has everything that rose needs in the right proportions.
Yeah.
So it's great. And they make it smell good.
Yes. And it's pretty.
And when I say smell good, the fertilizer smells good.
Yeah.
So you fertilize and you're like, oh, it's like aromatherapy for the yard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great.
Well, I love all of their products, you know, and they even have the For All Plants,
uh-huh,
you know,
Color Star.
Right. If you want the Color Star just on your shelf as a go-to.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminds me because I think I'm out of the rose food, so I need to go and get that.
And most of the Home Show Garden Pros do a refill program
for
the containers. So you take your container back
mm-hmm.
and then you refill so you're not wasting a container.
Right.
Too. And you get a little discount.
And I've gone through my hibiscus mm-hmm. Food. I know my flowers are out there blooming. They're perfectly happy.
Yeah.
So Nelson Plant Food is a
great addition to any yard. And the Turf Star, we're coming up on our fall feeding. So carbo load needs to be on everybody's list.
Okay.
So.
To get that on your lawn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love Nelson Plant Food. Your lawn is hungry. So like
feed
we talked
it.
About, feed it.
Right?
Yeah, feed it. Texas made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed mm-hmm. your plants with Nelson Plant Food. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 here with Sherry and Isaac taking your calls and your whatever's on your to-do list. Because I know, boy, I'm sitting here taking notes thinking, oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do this and I need mm-hmm. to do that. So, Isaac, Spring Gardens Nursery. We love Spring Gardens Nursery. Of course, I love the trees that I've gotten from Spring Gardens Nursery. You mentioned earlier about these new lantanas. What's special about these lantanas that you were talking about?
Well, this radiation is a variety that's it can get you know, larger, like your kind of native Dallas lantana.
Uh-huh.
And it very, very low maintenance, drought tolerant.
What color are the flowers?
It's kind of a yellow, reddish, orange.
Oh, fun. Very fun. Well, you say drought tolerant. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, they're almost freeze tolerant, too. Those guys are amazing. My dad was complaining about some lantanas I had on a driveway, and he's like, they're hanging over the driveway. I'm like, okay, leave my lantanas alone. But then I did end up moving them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was right before the big freeze we had a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, forget it. I've lost these. And I'm telling you, those guys are huge. I mean, mm-hmm. I had to trim them back after the freeze, and then they were sticks for about 3 weeks, and then they start budding, and then they go bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want something that's kind of low maintenance, easy to start with, that flowers.
Yeah.
And I know the butterflies just love them.
And the hummingbirds.
And the hummingbirds. Yeah. Amazing, yes.
They're very resilient. Another one that does very well, we've got four or five different varieties of Vitex. Very resilient, drought tolerant, disease resistant, pest resistant. We've got a great deal on those. Crepe myrtles, get them in now, get them established, and enjoy them all all summer next summer.
Yeah, yeah. That my crepe myrtles are happy too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. We're all survivors. Yes. They want to survive. Right. We just need to give them what they need. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Why settle for ordinary? Get the flooring upgrade you want and save on Karastan, the crown jewel of flooring. Visit Texas Floors now to save on select quality Karastan carpets and Karastan luxury vinyl flooring. Choose from dozens of designs to fit your style. Professionally installed by Tom's Home Show Pros at Texas Floors. They'll also upgrade you with a Karastan moisture barrier pad for added protection. Texas Floors, Skinner Road and 290, or online at texasfloors.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Goodness gracious, this hot summer weather has been crazy. The upside is, when the fall weather arrives, it's going to be wonderful. All y'all hang in there, we're going to make it. Our fall veggies are starting to trickle in with more on the way soon. You'll find tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash on our tables right now. Plus, we have restocked our seeds with all of your favorite crops so you can get them now and they'll be ready to plant when you are. As always, we've got a great selection of seasonally appropriate shrubs, annuals, and perennials. Come on out and see. As hot as it is, it's very important to keep an eye on the watering in your yard. Both your lawn and beds need special attention this time of year. Chinch bugs and other insects have been really bad recently. Chinch bugs love the hottest, driest part of your yard, so that's where you need to pay special attention. If you think you're having problems with them, come on out and visit us, and we'll take a look at your pictures, and we can lead you in the right direction. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Great Wood in Sugar Land. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. Great information from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are one of our Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm glad he reminded folks about websites and Facebook pages.
Right.
Or any social media that you've got.
Great resources.
Yes. Go and look up Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. Great resources for timely information and then ideas. I mean, just great group of Home Show Garden Pro experts. And that's what they are. And Isaac and Sherry, we've got Jay. Jay, good morning. What do you have on your list to do?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a mystery to solve. I've been dealing with my backyard, the grass, and every year about this time, it starts to brown up real bad. Now, I'm discounting the ridiculous heat we've been surviving for the last month. Or 2 months, or 2 years, or whatever it was, and I've found on occasion some sod web worms or grubs, and I've treated for that in the past and not had any success. Here we are with 100 degree heat. Do I treat? I'm told or read that this is a time to treat for them along within the spring. And but I'm afraid at 100 degrees a day that whatever I put on the grass is going to make it worse.
Right. Well, that's a good point for you to bring up. So Isaac and Sherry, let's demystify some of the myths. What should he be doing about this brown in his grass or the upcoming brown in his grass?
It actually spreads, you know, almost to the, well, say 60-70% of from the center out of the lawn.
Okay, so the mystery. Isaac, what do you think?
Well, and you said it appears at about this time every year?
Yes.
Has it started yet? Later. Has it started yet?
I it's hard to tell because I've been trying to keep up with the watering.
And yeah.
That part of the yard, the grass is not as tall as the rest of the yard.
Hmm.
But it doesn't appear to be very little discoloration.
Mm-hmm. So a prevention almost. What can we do to beef up that soil in that area?
Well, again, I mean, to try to beef up the soil, again, I would recommend aerating. You can do an application of, you know, compost, humates, get some liquid seaweed, liquid humates. That would kind of beef up the soil. It could be a pest issue because everything's so stressed out right now from the drought.
Yeah.
It could be a pest issue. And I would stay on top of it, you know, spring and fall with maybe a systemic insecticide.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, but I don't want to throw darts in the dark here. I want to properly identify what the issue is. If you could send in a picture,
yeah,
that would really help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's occurred yearly, and it's gotten to the point where you know, and obviously in past summers we've not had the browning effect of the heat, or at least not as severe.
Right.
But I went digging a couple, you know, different test spots in the backyard and found grubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at a loss. I treated for that and now I'm trying to avoid it again this year with the heat and the grubs. I think I might lose my whole backyard.
Yeah. Jay, what part of town are you in?
Northwest in Cypress.
Okay. So this is what I would say. Yeah. Isaac lives in Cypress too. So, but I would say get to the nearest Home Show Garden Pro, which will be Plants for All Seasons or Spring Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Take pictures of how it looks now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have pictures of how it's looked in the past, I don't typically see grub damage, but it's not impossible. You know, grub worms are normal to have in our soil in certain amounts, and you'd have to have hundreds of them to do damage like that. And so I'm not saying it's impossible, just highly unlikely. Sod webworms have not reared their ugly heads. We're going to have some rain and some nice lush grass for the sod webworms to be a problem. So I don't know
That's what my question was.
Mm-hmm.
With the lack of rain, am I not seeing the damage that I've seen in the past year?
Yeah, it could be. Yes. Yeah, that could be why, because we haven't had sod webworms. They haven't been able to build up numbers yet. So
yeah, I said grubs, and I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Grubs are they're totally different.
Webworm.
Yep, totally different little species there. So,
we could be dealing with the webworms.
Probably not, but it could be. That could be what has been in the past, and that could be why you're not seeing it now.
So what can he do now, like this weekend even?
Yeah, I would do some molasses. So if we do start getting rain, the sod webworms, if they start laying their little eggs and trying to eat, they can't metabolize the molasses.
Oh,
so you can get out, and that will actually kind of start to green up and thicken the lawn and stimulate some biology in the soil.
And then Isaac mentioned the compost. That's always a good go-to, you know, to beef up your soil.
So amend the grass just by spreading the compost on top?
No, it won't hurt the grass to do that.
No. I'm just like spread it on top.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. Just thin it out and throw it around and where I'm dealing with.
You
and
got
molasses,
it.
How is that applied?
It's a liquid, and you just spray it on.
And you can get, you know, just make sure you're getting a good compost. And our Home Show Garden Pros, you know, they're going to guide you to the best compost, because that's really important to get. Describe to him what the compost is going to do.
It's going to help loosen the soil and add the biology to the soil, and that's what you want.
See, and this is the lowest part of the yard, so I'm assuming it's the most compact soil.
Yeah, it could be the most compact. Mm-hmm.
You said lowest part of the yard. I keep having this thought, and I don't know. That's why I need to see the picture. It's a little early, but I wonder if it could be brown patch.
Mm-hmm. And that's a definite possibility.
I fought that on the side yard for a couple seasons, and I don't see that anymore over there. I don't know. You know, as soon as I found the sod webworms in the soil, I said, okay, that must be it. But it could be. I mean, I even way back when this has been going on for several years, and I treated for fungus.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, can you hang on just a second? Because I've got a question for you when we return after this break, okay?
Okay.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we're going to return with Jay after this.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find at Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pro. Azomite. I know you've heard.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love my azomite.
Yeah, and Isaac just mentioned it a little while ago also. So tell us about azomite.
Azomite is a granular mineral supplement for your yard. So it has everything from A to Z.
Yeah.
And just like people, our soils and our soil life need minerals.
Right.
And they can't run to the drugstore and get them, so we have to put them out.
Right.
And so azomite makes it super easy. It's a great granulated product that you can just put in your spreader.
Nice.
Put easy. Over your yard. It goes long distance, or you can go heavy if you feel like you need to really beef up your minerals in your yard and just with a spreader, and then you just water it in. It's simple. It's easy to do. If you haven't done it before in the past, I would say do it heavy and do it now to get that yard over the stress. You know, it's just like when we're sick, we want to take different minerals,
right,
like zinc and different things to boost our immune system. We're going to have to boost the immune system of our lawns and gardens after this stressful summer. So get out, get your azomite put out, water it in so that we can hopefully get our lawn through a very transitional time into the fall, and hopefully with some ease and not have a bunch of disease set in.
And I have my bag sitting ready to go this weekend. It is on my list. I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, because our yards can only be as healthy as the lowest nutrient that's there. And we don't think, we eat food, but we also take supplements.
Right.
Because we can't get everything out of our food. And we need to do that with our lawns. We need to feed them, but we also need to give them mineral supplements. So it's a great way to remineralize your soil in one bag.
Right.
Like just one, and you hear one, us, one and done.
And you hear us talking about remineralization, and there we go. Azomite's a great product.
Great. And you can find it at all your Home Show Garden Pro locations.
Yes.
And for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Azomite, and thank you very much. So we need to follow up with Jay real quick.
Yes, Jay. Jay, I really, really urge you to get some pictures and either send them to Home Show Garden Pros or get into one of the Garden Pro locations in your area. Like I said, Plants for All Seasons. I'll be there later this afternoon, or get over to Spring Gardens and talk to Isaac. We need to get eyes on this problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to really get you a good diagnosis.
Yeah, instead of been guessing like y'all were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, soil, we talk about it, always starts with the soil, but still, mm-hmm. if there are bugs or not bugs or brown patch or not brown patch, pictures would be great.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope that helps, Jay.
Yes, thank you. I'm trying to shore. I was just concerned that with the heat and the, you know, things are not growing very well.
Well, yeah. And that's what the feeding is important. And that's what we talk about a lot here. So, you know, that's a mm-hmm. a now option.
Yeah. But I think we can get a okay. handle on it if we can get ahead of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Jay. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Alan and Kelsey.
Trustworthy, reliable, has integrity, goes the extra mile. It's a refreshing change to have a company that you can trust work on a major project.
You don't get customer reviews like that through luck. Hi, I'm Bill Jacks, owner of Advanced Home Exteriors. We've worked hard over the past 15 years to put together an amazing team of James Hardy Elite Preferred Installers, Field Estimators, and Support Personnel to make every aspect of your experience run seamlessly. Schedule an estimate today at AdvancedHomeExteriors.net.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings when you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
I bought a Coke and some gasoline.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we are back talking all about soil at Home Show Garden Pros. Well, soils, shrubs, mm-hmm. lawns, landscaping. And we have got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good, thanks. Good. What do you have for Isaac?
I'm doing a rain dance like everybody else.
I know.
This is definitely an unusual year. I mean, I've been around 58 years, and I'm like, this is kind of unusual. So,
So like, what's on your list this weekend?
We'll get through it.
Yeah,
Hey, real quick, I've got two bird of paradises. When do they start blooming? I've had them for about 6 months now, and I've just been seaweeding them and watering them to death, and I'm trying to figure out when they're supposed to bloom.
Usually they bloom in the spring and summer. You might get some bloom in the fall. When was the last time that you fed them?
He's been doing the seaweed. Yeah, he's been doing the seaweed and which other product, Alan?
That's it. Okay. Seaweed and then some fertilizer.
Yeah, fertilizer. Okay. Yep. So he's been feeding them.
I would recommend something higher in phosphorus, like the liquid, the MaxiBloom, or you know, some kind of maybe a liquid fertilizer. It's quicker, and something higher in the phosphorus. That's the middle number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and sometimes it has to do with age too, Alan. So once they really get older, mm-hmm. they'll bloom more for you. So without knowing how old the plants are, that's hard to tell.
Yeah, well, I just bought them. I bought them probably about 3-4 months ago.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They're about a foot tall, probably.
Oh yeah, you got some time to go. They probably it may be a year or two before you get a bloom out of them. So yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
takes
real quick, the seaweed. Do I have to put a gallon on each plant, or can I just spray all my plants with a little bit of it?
Yeah, you can just spray.
Yeah, you can just do a little bit.
So I don't need to do it like a gallon per plant.
No. Just mist it on.
Okay, good. I was wondering about that. It's wearing me out. So I was thinking ahead to a gallon per each plant. I keep running back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
The seaweed, most of it is about 2 ounces per gallon of water. You can put it in a 5-gallon bucket and dump it on there, or you can fill up like a hose-in sprayer and just spray everything that way?
Yep.
All right.
I've got a pop-up sprayer that I fill up, and I didn't know if I could just spray it on the leaves or do I got to drench the bottom of it?
If you do both, it'll help.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you all.
All right, thanks for the call, Alan.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Sandy, Sherry, and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.